Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of Dale and Keith brought to you by Marine Home Center, your local Anderson Windows dealer.
Keith, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't think the full audience is returning to sports in general. This is not a football thing. This is not a baseball thing. I think, and I had this argument with Mutt months ago on his show, I think people are learning that they're not, they were habitually addicted to sports, and the habit has been broken. They are no longer in withdrawals, all of them. And some of them will not return to, it's Sunday at 1. I'm going to sit here for the next 12 hours and watch nothing but football. Oh, it's Thursday night. The Red Sox are on at 7. I got to watch that Reds. I think some of them are saying, yeah, I'm just going to stay out here by the fire in the backyard with a beer in my hand and just enjoying the stars. Or, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go kayaking on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Or we're going to go to this or we're going to go to that.
A recycled bad take by Andy Hart. Nothing worse. A bad take is bad. A recycled bad take is worse. It is hour number four, Dale and Keith, both of whom are off today. Mutt and Hart hanging out until 2 o'clock, and then Lou and Wiggy will take over. Get you the afternoon. I feel like, and I heard you say it again yesterday, so I asked Sean to pull that. Good job, Chris. You're just projecting your own stuff on other people. If you want to say that's what you want to do, then go for it. You talk about your fire pits and your family and your family. It's great.
I've done some research on the fire pits. I don't know if you... I know a guy who's in the wood business, the delivery of wood.
Sure.
Business is booming at all-time rates because of fire pits.
Oh, can I back up with your claim? It was weeks before a certain fire pit was available at Lowe's to get online.
Oh, yeah.
Backordered for weeks. I think it was almost a full month.
So families have embraced backyard joys.
Okay, and there were no sports going on there. Those same families now have sports to turn to. And I feel like you are, and again, if you want to say that's what you want to do, that's fine.
And others.
But the ratings in the NHL and the NBA and the PGA Championship Sunday, which were record ratings for them, would say that that's not true, and people came back to sports stronger than ever. The ratings are not
over
backing up what
term.
You said.
What happened in baseball?
What happened
in baseball?
I don't know what happened, but you tell
ratings me. Ratings started high and have petered out.
No. I mean, locally here, yes, for the Red Sox, but nationally, the national Fox team is still good.
Red Sox
above what they were a year
ago. Playoff
spot.
Why are they petering out?
They're not
out?
Competing for a playoff.
Okay, Tomasi.
Okay, Joe. I know Castig wants that to be true, but they're not competing for a playoff spot this year. And yes, my sources tell me the Red Sox ratings are not good. Okay. Not good on Nesson right now. That's not a surprise. But national games are doing well. The NHL is doing well. Like, this Bruins game will be unbelievable today.
Yes.
For Nesson.
The
Celtics
first
playoffs
game.
Will be unbelievable. The NFL will be unfreaking believable. There's nothing else going on this fall, Andy.
Right,
this idea you had is just sort of silly.
Is accurate.
There's nothing to back it up.
Right, and there'll be
besides
nothing to back it up.
Parenthetical evidence by your brain, your small little brain, because you like sitting outside with a domestic beer and a fire pit. We all love it.
It's fair.
But I feel like you're projecting. I admit this.
No, it's definitely
anecdotal. I'm watching
anecdotal.
More sports than ever. Chris, I'll ask you. More sports or less sports than sports came back?
More sports.
Okay. Other producer's name who never introduced himself. I don't know his name.
His name is Tyler.
Tyler, more sports or less sports right now?
He would say more sports.
Okay, so 3 out of 4 in the studio. Thank you, Tyler.
So a college student, a guy who twitches in his underwear while truly-ing.
Which he could be doing anyway.
And a guy who hates his kids.
Do not love my children.
To be completely honest with you, I have two monitors at my computer. I always have an NHL game up on one or an NBA game, and then playing video games on the other.
My
it's very simple.
Is, you're not exactly the most active, diverse target audience that we're polling here.
And I would also say, like, so if I gave out the number and said, if you agree with Andy, it's not the best audience to do it because you're listening
right.
to sports talk radio
right.
On a Wednesday afternoon. You're probably watching a lot of sports.
Right.
So where... Tell me how we define a winner or loser in this argument. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to step away. Because right now you're even saying it's anecdotal. The ratings don't back you up. So you explain to me how we eventually decide if you're a winner or loser on this.
I think it's going to be one of these random polls or metrics that come over the long term. Maybe the next couple years. Of
this is the long game.
I think habits have been changed. Trends and habits have been changed for the long term that won't show up for a little bit. But I think just, you know, economic numbers that families are investing in sports, in watching sports, going to sports, time, polls of time. Are you watching as many sports as you use? I don't know exactly how that number will be measured. I do think there's a chance the overall ratings over the long term will be down some, all sports, all mediums, radio, television.
What if I said, I don't think it's a fair metric because we've seen because of the way they now track ratings, that ratings are going down, but the same amount of people are still watching, but they're watching on phones or tablets or laptops, and the ratings Nielsen has not quite figured out how to metricize that yet.
Is that a word?
I don't know. We just came up with a word.
Meterize.
Meterize, sure. Like that's so... I think you're right. If we're going to go by ratings, then I can't fight you on this because ratings, I think, are going down for everything because things are so splintered now. I think the NFL, of all the sports, is probably the most rating proof. But even there, if we become a culture where, let's say, for example, and I keep being told this is going to happen in my lifetime. I'm not sure I believe it. But that we'll all have in our cars, like streaming TVs where your whatever your touchscreen is right now will become
Teslas
a TV.
Do.
See, I don't. Okay, I drive a Toyota Camry, so
yeah,
I.
Mike,
would
you're
have
talking
no idea.
To a producer here. I don't drive one either. I'm just saying they.
But
do.
I have seen them, and I've read about them.
I've seen them on YouTube.
So maybe, like, if you have that in your car, like that's not going to be on a meter somewhere. And so if that becomes like the streaming in your car full time and TVs, it's going to be different. So I can't beat you on that. So I don't know.
Oh, we're not going to have a proven winner. This isn't like an NFL season where there's a
That's
Super
a
Bowl
great
and a champion.
Opinion to have then. I can give you the opinion, but there's never really a winner or loser in this shine. Why
well,
can't
neither
I
of us
well,
really
to,
can?
To your backyard point, I mean, Fitzy's in his backyard all the time, but he just has the games up on a projector screen. Like I bet a bunch of people are doing. So yeah, they're spending time outside by a fire, but they can also watch the game at the same time.
Because
yeah,
those
no,
become
no, no.
cheaper
be
now to
put
your TVs
yes.
outside.
Yes. No, and there's definitely the check on your phone or, you know, you're checking in different ways, which I think is also a part of this issue.
That's happened already. I think that has happened already, and maybe the ratings have been affected. But
that alters how much you're invested. Like, there's a difference between checking in on something and glued to your TV, which you may have been a year ago or 5 years ago. But I will admit, mine is definitely swayed by anecdotal evidence, talking to people. There's been enough people I've talked to that have said, yes.
How has it affected you? Because you're a sports nut.
Yes.
You're a sports dad anyway. Like, what do you find yourself not watching and instead, like, sitting out, again, by the fire? What sports have been pushed to the wayside? Because for football, it's not going to be you for football. Every Thursday, you say it's ugly football and mock it the next night on the show. You're watching Thursday Night Football.
Well,
you're watching Sunday for the Patriots because it's part of your job. You're going to watch a Sunday night game. You're going to watch the Monday.
Yes.
So that's not changing for you. So what has changed for you personally?
Well,
where you feel this strongly about it?
It's going to reveal itself more if we get to some normalcy. I can already tell, although I haven't really had the ability to live it, that if we ever get back to a traditional spring where the Celtics are on, the Bruins are on, you know, we're starting the Red Sox season, but it's April. There's 162 of them that I don't feel like I'll feel the need to click the TV on. And the Red Sox are now on, and I'm going to watch those. And I've had, you know, but that's limited right now because it's such a weird world. We didn't have any sports, and now we're jumping right back into the Bruins
like
playoffs,
the
Celtics playoffs.
Yeah.
They're both title contenders, right? They're both listed as top five contenders for their various titles.
Sure.
Like, so it's a weird time. Like, I'm still always going to care about that, I think. It's the regular season, long season? Am I watching 82 games? Am I watching 162? Am I getting in the habit of that's what I always put on when I, after dinner? Okay, dinner's over, kids. I'm going to go sit by the couch and watch the Celtics tonight. And for me personally, and this is where I have been surprised by myself, because I told you all along the thing I missed the most was what? Not watching sports, youth sports, coaching, being involved with the kids, that. I can admit I missed that more than I've liked it coming back. And what I'm saying is, and I've talked to other coaches, lifelong coaches, coach multiple kids, multiple teams, multiple sports. Yeah, we did kind of get in the habit of, you know, sitting by the pool and the kids are swimming and the wife and I are talking by the fire on a random Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Why? Because we didn't have one kid's practice at four at this time and the other kid's game.
The crazy schedule, right, of like summer sports.
Like, yeah. You didn't miss the fire and the family time when you were overscheduled, because that was always a criticism for years, right? Like, kids are overscheduled, too many sports, too many practices, too many events, and you loved it. Like, you know, that the kids are invested and they're energized and they're socializing, they're learning and they're growing. And now you've experienced, you know what's nice? Not having to manipulate your life around a youth sports schedule or theater schedule, music lessons, all these things. And you were able to just say, hey, what do you guys want to do? You want to go over to, you know, so-and-so's house and sit by their pool? Couldn't do that early on, but now I'm probably doing that.
You still probably did.
I probably did.
Yep.
But, or, you know, you want to go out on the boat. Like, you want to go out kayaking. You want to go sit by the fire. You want to do outdoorsy. Like, I know a lot of people that started utilizing more of the local trails and things. Let's go for a hike. It's nice at night. It's dark later. Now, some of this does change, and the NFL does benefit, in my opinion, from the calendar. Gets a little cooler. You're spending a little more time indoors.
Huge.
It gets dark earlier. Like, all of those things, I think the NFL benefits just sort of out of the nature of when they play in the calendar year and how the environment is. But I do think there is a less passionate investment by some people in sports. And it's all anecdotal, but I have talked to, I will give you a half dozen people that I would have considered before sports fanatics, sports freaks. You know, they listen to sports radio all day long. They watch sports at night. They read about sports. That have admitted to me, not as interested. I've lost a little bit of the juice. I've found other things that I've found interest me. I don't, you know, piss my wife off by every night we put sports on. Now I'm, you know what, you know, yeah, what do you want to watch? We'll watch what you want to watch. Like they're invested in a different way.
Well, there wasn't
different
sports
things
to put on for 4 or 5 months.
Right, and now they've realized that they didn't miss them quite as much as they thought they would, or they're not quite as addicted to them, or don't have to watch them quite as intently every minute of every game of every night the way they did before, just because that's what I do.
See, I think the internet sped some of this up, because you don't, like, I remember coming out of college and coming home that first summer and, like, watching or listening to every Red Sox game, because there was no other vehicle to get the game. You had to be in front of it on the radio or on TV. You're right about the ability to check in on certain things now, because you, this again, I give Fitzy credit. One of the rare times he made me laugh while I was listening was when he called, like, this Eddie Bauer, the picture you have in your brain of people being outside and with the, you know, with the beer and the fire pit. But you can do that while also checking your phone and saying, well, it's 6-1 Red Sox. All right. Oh, it's 2-2 Red Sox in the eighth. Okay, now I'm going to go focus in. Whereas before, it was harder to get that access to what has gone on. And that may ring true for certain outdoor sports that are in the regular season. It is not going to affect football one iota. Football is going to be as big as ever. The Sunday ratings are going to be huge. They won't give out the red zone ratings because we'll be still sitting home watching red zone hour after hour after hour. And that's the one, like, even regular season, I can't get past as being affected at all. But in college football, if they play college football and it's only these three conferences we talked about today, ACC, SEC, Big 12, those ratings on Saturdays will be gargantuan.
Yes, that I can agree with, because I think we've always talked about the scarcity.
What are you doing in
the
fall
product
when the weather's not great to go hike and do your Eddie Bauer, Andy Hart picture? You're watching football on
TV. But they also benefit from, I feel like that's a more scarce product because there's only 16 of those or 10 of those.
But they've always done that, and it's also the best TV product
by
far.
The issue, and I brought this up on the crossover with Greg this morning, and I still firmly believe this, if there's no college football and if the NFL expands its schedule to, I've heard people say, a triple header on Saturday.
Mike Freeman suggested either a noon 4-8 o'clock Saturday schedule or just a 4 and 8 o'clock Saturday
schedule.
One of those two.
That will lead to a drop in per game ratings, in my opinion, and will adversely affect the aura of the National Football League, because I stand by the fact that on any given week, and you're a gambler, I think you do this enough, where you look across the full slate of games and go, there's not 7, 8, 9 good games.
Yeah, but I will watch bad football. Like
I will also bet on bad football.
Yeah, you can bet on it. You can bet on it. Football? But guess how you check in on your bet? You can do that on your phone easy. I'm talking about people sitting down and
you
saying,
want to sweat
Saturday triple header.
If I'm betting on a game, I'm sitting and watching it.
Yeah, I'm getting the sweat of the game. And
if I'm betting on Jacksonville-Miami, I'm going to watch it out.
You get the sweat of watching
the sweat of the game.
Sweats out. That's a gambling term for you're sweating out your bet. But it's football, and maybe this is only true for football. Maybe it doesn't work for the other regular seasons. But football's like pizza. When it's bad, it's good.
I've heard for years
it's good.
How absolutely craptastic Thursday night football was
until I still watch it. And would still, you know why? As a sports fan, we like to be angry about something, and bad football makes us angry. Now we can yell at Goodell and yell at the NFL.
Yeah, I don't see. And Saturday is different, too, because now you're going to tell me, am I going to sit down and watch Dolphins, Jags, followed by Browns, you know, Bengals, and so and so, or am I going to go, you know, to my kids'
but
games?
You said they're going
to
be bad games, okay?
Yeah,
I think what's going to happen
terrible games.
Is that CBS and Fox will realize if I take one of my better Sunday games and I put it on Saturday where it's by itself, not competing with Red Zone, I can get my Sunday ratings on a Saturday and get them solo in its own platform. Let's say, for example, you're Fox. And you've got a really good 1 o'clock game. You've got Cowboys and
Eagles.
Cowboys, Eagles, sure. But it's Sunday at 1, and you know, okay, the whole country's not getting that game because a lot of local markets have a 1 o'clock game. A lot of people are going to watch Red Zone instead of that. What if I'm playing that game Saturday at 1 or Saturday at noon? Aren't there more eyeballs
Saturday
on that
4.
Game? Okay,
yeah.
Saturday at 4, Saturday night.
The good games.
You're
better. If you want to cherry pick the good game.
But I'm saying that those networks would benefit from taking their good games on Sundays and putting them on Saturdays. And they'd be okay with doing that.
I also think you keep bringing up Red Zone. At some point, you will devalue Red Zone.
I love Red Zone.
Because Red Zone will be like two games. If you moved all the games to Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Monday night, Sunday, like, well, at 1 o'clock on Saturday, there's two games, so we're bouncing back
but
and
how
forth.
Many can I give games? You this, though? Can I give you this? I don't think the NFL would mind devaluing Red Zone, because I think the sneaky little thing that they know is that the Red Zone ratings would freak out the networks. If they saw how many people watch Red Zone instead of watching your local game, they would say, we're paying too much. We want part of this Red Zone product.
I agree.
Shyam, I stepped on your toes. Go ahead.
No, and the fact that the league played like 11 games, at 10 games at 1 o'clock multiple times last year, and it's infuriating because I want to be able to watch multiple games. So, like, put some of those games on Saturday. So instead of having 10 games at 1 o'clock on Sunday, have, I don't know, 7? And that way, it's just easier. You're still getting a Red Zone product, and then I'm still getting games on Saturday. You spread it out, I get to watch more football. How is that a bad thing?
First of all, don't we only have, 12 games for the most of the year, right, with bye weeks? Because you have the bye weeks eliminating some of those teams, so we got, maybe the math's not right, 14 games? 14 games. So we have 14 games. So the best game is going Sunday night, right? Then there's going to be two great games.
No, the best game is sometimes like the 4 o'clock game for one of the networks. That's usually a really good game.
Yeah, Fox is like America's game.
Or CBS's game.
Yeah, CBS has one. You have a Monday night football game. You have a Thursday night football game. We're up to 5 games that we've sort of slotted, right? Now we're going to slot. What's your plan, Chime? Is it 3 on Saturday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Saturday?
I think 2, maybe 3 would be the perfect number.
Can we do this?
2 definitely is a
randomly,
great number.
How about week 6 this year? I just pulled up week 6
week
randomly.
Week 6. I feel like I'm being set up here that this was not random.
I swear.
Completely random.
I swear on my kids. I just Googled week 6 NFL schedule, okay? The Thursday game is Bills Chiefs. Good game? You okay with Bills Chiefs? I am. Those are two playoff teams
in
the
Thursday
AFC.
Game.
Mahomes against defense, good Thursday night game.
So I've used my NFL MVP, Super Bowl, face of the franchise. He's on Thursday night. He's out of the mix for Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
That's fine. He's off the radar at that point.
Got Josh Allen.
Everybody has to play a Thursday game.
Sunday games, I think, are, I don't know if these are good or not, but I think, you tell me. Texans, Titans, 1 o'clock.
That's a fine game.
Ravens, Eagles, 1 o'clock.
Another good game.
Falcons, Vikings, 1 o'clock. That's 3 games there. You take one of those, put them on Saturday. You haven't diluted the product at all.
Well, you say one. I actually think one would work. My bigger issue is with this whole idea of like back-to-back triple header days.
No, Saturday I don't think you necessarily Sunday. Need triple headers, but like a game, if you went Saturday and put like a game at 2 and a game at 6, you're in the money right there. So then, I think that's like perfect.
So then it's one of these schedule, Shyman, you're right. It's overloaded. Here are the 3-4 o'clock games. This is where you get stuck. If you want to make a third game on Saturday, it's where you get stuck. Because the best game there is Packers-Bucks 425 on Fox. You
Brady, Rodgers.
Rodgers, excellent.
Fox never moving that.
If you wanted to move another game from the 4 o'clock window, here are your two choices. Jets-Chargers and Dolphins-Broncos. That's tough to then sell on Saturday.
Yeah, so you maybe, either get a like a poop burger or you get just two good games
maybe
on Saturday.
Andy, maybe you're right that it's only two games, but we just easily found at least one in the 1 o'clock window to move. And there's probably a second one there if you say... if you went through and looked at like Brown Steelers, I mean those are two
divisional
playoff
game.
Teams. Move that to
see,
Saturday.
These are the ones though you talk yourself into divisional game, the rivalry. And then it's
I don't
Steelers
talk myself into Jets
7.
Dolphins.
I didn't
see. I actually could talk Broncos, myself into Dolphins Broncos and say this year that might be two young quarterbacks.
That's
two
a perfect
teams.
Saturday at 2 o'clock game because it's it is a
he just
it is a decent enough
thing.
But not really.
You
good.
You know what they say? Saturdays at 2. Whew, that's a good game right
like
there.
Like Mutt was talking about earlier, that college football game right in the middle of the day where it's two just like MAC teams that are going to kind of play it out. You might get some good football, might be a little exciting. Otherwise, it's going to be fine. It's going to be
called it a
football.
Nap game or something.
I call it the nap game. I like a bad
nap,
big,
MAC,
bad
you know.
Big Ten football, Northwest.
Same thing.
Minnesota, Northwestern, like perfect dad nap. Dad naps are good for bad college football and golf. Like,
I'm not sure the NFL... Right In expanding their brand and trying to go from $16 billion to $20 says, you know what we need? We need a nap game on Saturdays. We need dads everywhere sleeping through our product.
Okay, I mean, so at least they have it on TV.
How about 4 and 8? Okay, so Andy's right. 3 is probably oversaturation. Can I play games at 4 and 8 o'clock on Saturdays and then maybe sprinkle in a Friday night game if there's no high school football?
Oh, Friday night you want now? No, you're back to the same thing. I'm showing crappy football.
What if I, instead of on some Saturdays, we get towards the holidays... I don't want to play Saturday afternoons. I'll have a Friday night game and a Saturday night game. Full slate.
I love
Sunday.
That. I am so in on that.
I also would say...
Jordan face.
What does it matter if the ratings are down on a per game average a little bit? Like, you know, everybody says, you know, if some, you know, ratings are down, but if you're still the leader... So if Sunday night football is still the king, because what are those numbers, Mutt? It's like 19 of 20 shows, Sunday night
in
football,
prime time,
whatever,
yeah,
prime
yeah.
time.
Yep.
So I don't need necessarily Friday night to... compared to Sunday night football. But if my Friday night football game is the best thing on TVs on Friday nights throughout the year, there's a value to that. Like, you just have to be smart.
And then you can also flex. Like, if you have a primetime Friday night game, primetime Saturday night game, primetime Sunday night game, and you just notice that your Friday night game is blowing every other game out of the water, later in the season, you just flex the good games to Friday and move the other game that's still a good game to Sunday.
Well, that's a lot of flexing if you start late in the year. When do we play? Well, it could be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Well, you just say you originally had Seahawks-Rams on a Friday night, and it's like, Rams stink this year. We're going to flex Packers-Bucks from 4 o'clock to Friday night.
But you also now get into the financial ramifications, what the networks are paying for the slot. And, oh, wait, Friday, you're suddenly... I paid more, but you want that Friday night game to do well, so you're giving them Aaron Rodgers, or you're
well,
giving them
Russell
Wilson.
Well, if it's Fox to Fox, it's a lot easier, or whatever. But that'll definitely
but the
play
ad
into
revenues,
it. Yeah, for sure.
What they're selling those slots for in terms of a network. I just think you need to be careful of Mark Cuban was not proven right. You know that hogs get fat and get slaughtered.
No,
or
we're,
whatever.
The yet. NFL just keeps
not
getting
yet.
Fat.
Not yet.
But this feels like a step to me. That might be going in that direction of greed. Greed is good. Oh, greed looks bad in this case. Why? Because you just said it. Oh, we can do two Saturday, but then how about Friday?
Well, is that, greed. But is that bad for the fans, though?
If it's bad product, I think you could lose some fans. And now they, and once, it gets back to my habit point. If you're an NFL habitual fan, you always, NFL's on, I'm watching. It doesn't matter what day. It's Saturday late in the year. It's Thursday during this, but I'm watching. But then you get out of the habit of watching. You got to be careful. You tweak that loyalty carefully.
We want to talk about the Patriots quarterbacks when we come back. If you want to jump in on the NFL and how they handled this year, you can. 617-779-7937, the phone number. My theory about why there's been a certain theme amongst the Patriot players, and they talked about their quarterbacks, and we will credit the great state of New Hampshire, which had a great, great day so far today in the 603. We'll explain all of it after a trending Mutt and Hart in for Dale and Keith, WEEI.
OMF. We Middays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're trying to lose the weight you put on the last few months, you realize it's harder to take off
awkward
than it was to put on. Doesn't have to be. Awaken180weightloss.com. Bruins and Canes were tied 2-2 after two periods. 8 minutes to go in the third. We are tied 3-3. Bruins got a goal to make it 3-2. Just gave up about a 40-footer to Heyon Fleury of the Hurricanes. And it was from 40 feet out. Not even a slap shot. It was a wrist shot that might have got deflected along the way. If it didn't, it was absolutely a save that Tuukka should have made. But it looks like it was deflected and he lost sight of it. So we are tied 3-3, under 8 to go, game 1. Bruins and Canes, full reaction when it goes final here on WEEI. Red Sox lost last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 8-2 your final at Fenway Park, game 3. Of that 4-game series tonight, Zach Godley on the mound. Blake Snell goes for the Rays. Pre-game at 6:30, Will Fleming. 7:30 first pitch, Joe and Will right here on the Shaw's and Star Markets WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Celtics won their fourth in a row yesterday. This one 122-107 over the Grizz in Orlando. Jason Tatum scored a team-high 29 points. College football, Brett McMurphy, the Big 12, of stadium, I should say, says the Big 12, still plans on playing football this fall. Conference games going to start September 26th with the option to delay the start of those games until the middle of October. Amazon is hiring near you. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all our roles and sites. Find a job now at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. That's trending. I'm Mutt. This is WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
You know, when you first meet him, just his stature, and he's got a great energy.
During COVID, you know, you're trying to figure out how to bring a team together, and the dynamic he brings into the locker room and everybody embracing him is the best part, because, you know, we got a unique team here. So once he came in, he's fitting right in.
It's been exciting. He definitely brings a good energy, bringing nice juice with it. So. Yeah, it's been good.
I think more than anything, it was just great energy. You know, just everybody's just excited to get back out on the football field and grind, you know.
A common theme among the Patriot players here the last week or so talking about Cam Newton. It's Mutt and Hart in for the guys here. Lou and Wiggy coming up and some programming notes for the guys this afternoon, OMF. Glenn is off, shocker. Fourier's off, shocker. So Lou and Wiggy. Dale is going to join the guys following the Bruins game here today. As the Bruins just missed basically a wide open net mouth to make it 4-3. It's the net mouth.
Look at you.
They'll also be joined by Ron Renicki at 2:30 and Jack Edwards later on the show. So a full show this afternoon, OMF. Great reaction to whatever happens here in Bruins and Canadiens, assuming the game is over. Who knows? Might be seven overtimes of hockey during OMF here this afternoon.
Please, God,
the,
no.
Bruins and Canadiens tied at 3. Oh, I forgot. Scheim is... Oh, you need them to win this game in regulation, don't you?
Yes, I do, please. Thank
but
you.
See, but
you,
then you'll get the bet sweat. Is that what it was called?
Oh, he's sweating right, right
I'm
now?
I'm sweating it out right
oh,
now,
he's
Andy.
Sweating
good
right
bet
now.
Sweat.
The you just it says rip up tickets, right? If they lose, if they don't get when it's regulation, you're ripping tickets up?
Throwing phones.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's all coming up with OMF with Lou and Wiggy and Dale and Jack Edwards and Ron Renicki at Cast of Thousands coming up at 2 here on WEEI. So, good job by Chris Schein producing the show today. All the energy comments that have littered your Zoom calls on the Patriots the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
I have a theory about them. Do you have a theory about these Patriot players and what they're doing?
I think it is a natural reaction to what Cam Newton is. But I think it is magnified when it is taken into comparison to their former quarterback.
Really?
I do. I think, to me, you're lying or being disingenuous if you don't admit that Tom Brady, at best, rode an emotional roller coaster a year ago. At worst, was a negative emotional drain on the locker room. If you don't admit that, I don't think you're being honest. I think you're being disingenuous.
Well, I think but when you're 8-0 and you say what he said to Collinsworth... There's
right.
probably, but he was negative outward and there was sort of leaking of this stuff at the end of the year. Did it affect his teammates? I don't know. Does Jules
Doesn't
have a
matter.
Problem with that?
No.
Was it negative towards his
Let's
teammates?
Let's forget
I have
about
no
whether it affected them because we don't know that. We can't know that. Did they notice it? Was it a thing? Could
they have to be really, really dumb to not notice
Okay, so they noticed it.
But I'm not sure it affected
so
them
also,
on the field. The team wasn't very good
no.
off.
Okay. Forget that. Okay, Let's just great. Stick with the emotion.
The product, sure.
Because on the field... We don't have a chance to talk about Cam. We're talking about Cam in the locker room and getting out to a walkthrough and stretching and being around his teammates and starting to learn them over the course of 2 weeks. And they are all noticing that he has a natural energy. So I think it's observational on the player's part. You, I think, have a little bit more nefariousness.
Yeah, I just think it is part of, and I noticed it's at first when they all the when even the quarterbacks were asked about how it's gone so far. And every quarterback... mention the other two quarterbacks. Julian Edelman made sure to mention all three quarterbacks.
The Hoister?
When someone's at, what a terrible nickname that is. when any player has been asked, and you tell me if I'm wrong, about Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham, the answer always circles back to all three guys are mentioned as part of the answer.
Sure.
So I think what Bill Belichick told his guys was, when you're asked about one quarterback, it's a competition, talk about all your teammates. I think they're being told to do that, and I also think... that Bill pointed out to his guys that when he's talking about Cam, he's bringing some great energy. Hey, Cam, great energy here so far. And they hear that from Bill, and they regurgitate that. I don't know if that part is like told to them to regurgitate, but the talk about all the quarterbacks, oh, Andy, it is sticking out like a sore thumb. They have been read the riot act here. You are not to talk about just one quarterback. We have a quarterback group. It's like the Three Musketeers. All for one and one for all. That's how you talk about the QB position.
See, I don't think you know how good a take you may be developing right here because you haven't taken it. You haven't crossed the goal line, as you like to say. You're on the three and you're ready to punch it in. So Bill Belichick, I agree with you that these players, we learn it every Wednesday throughout the season. Whatever Bill says at like 10:30, the players, the quarterback, they're all going to say at the podium or in the locker room 2 hours later.
That's what they're doing right now.
Yep.
I think they were told on the quarterback part. And I got an example for you coming up.
Okay.
I think they were told to mention all three quarterbacks. How am I not punching this thing
the
in?
The energy on, Devlin, is what you're missing on. If Bill is telling them to focus on the energy, that is a shot at who? The negative energy from a year ago. The guy who told Howard Stern.
Or it's a talking point for the current quarterback.
No. If he wants to say there's a legitimate competition and all three quarterbacks involved, why would he overemphasize to his team the energy that the generally presumed starter brings? One reason and one reason only. Because that energy is a dramatic shift from the energy we got from the presumed and entrenched starter a year ago.
Okay.
Right? When Brady was missing conveniently practice time and Bill said, yeah, I mean, Stid's been out there a lot because, you know, Tom hasn't really been able to practice a lot on Thursday and Friday. When Bill does these things, there's a reason. There's a motive behind it. And if it is true.
Is Bill bringing up Tom when he says energy or just really emphasizing
Tom.
Energy?
No, he's bringing up Tom.
He says he's to the rest of the team?
No. In his head, he knows the connection that people like us are going to make. It is a shot at the energy or lack thereof or the negative energy that was TB12. You've done a nice job here. I got to give you credit. This is a good take, Mutt. Good take.
Well, let's see if Shaq...
Even though you don't even know you had this take, you had a good take.
I've just handed you, hopefully, when Rob Bradford asked you to write something, you can have this. If you want to write about this, it's all yours.
I think I'm going to write fear for Friday.
Fear of everything?
Fear has ruined everything in my life. College football, school, everything.
Okay, well, let's hear from Shaq Mason. He talked today, and Chime tells me that Shaq Mason is making my point with his conversation today about the quarterbacks.
We have a great quarterback room, and, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, what all they can bring to the table each individually, you know, regardless of who's back there. You know, our job as an O-line, you know, doesn't really change much as far as, you know, we're called upon to protect and do what's asked of us. So, you know, I'm eager to see, you know, what those guys can bring to the table.
So that's what it was. They were told by Bill, we don't have a quarterback here. We got a quarterback room.
Sure.
Guys, we have a quarterback room, and I want you to bring up all of them. And it is as clear as day they were told to do that by their head coach.
Sure. But that's not as sexy as why are they all bringing up energy.
It isn't as sexy, no.
More sexy that, yeah, we don't have roles, we don't have starting jobs, we don't have groups, any of that. But we do have a quarterback who brings a lot of energy. Good energy, this guy. Very positive energy.
But do you think his teammates, the guys who liked Tom when he was here, like, are they okay with that? Are they? Because if we see it, then they see it. I know Bill.
See, this
and Tom
is your take.
Poorly.
I don't actually think Bill told them to talk about Cam's energy.
Oh, I do. I definitely.
I think
do.
They've been told. Listen, we don't talk about starters and backups. We talk about our positions and our competitions. I don't actually believe Bill has told them to reference Cam Newton's energy.
But
I do think they've all noted, organically and honestly. Yeah, this Cam Newton. Always got a smile, got a bounce in his step. He really seems to be having fun here in Foxborough. It's weird, because Tom said he's having fun down at Tampa, and Tom's going to OTAs, and Tom's got Gronk again. And I think Cam, they naturally notice, has a magnetism, has an energy about him, has fun. It's all natural. See, I give you credit if you think Bill has pushed him in this direction.
I think he's made, time and time again, like, so, how do you say, Cam. Great, Cam, the energy today was excellent. In front of the whole group, and then they're taking that
in a walk
and they're running with it.
In a walk.
I could see that. Why couldn't he have great energy in a walkthrough or great energy in some sort of video session? Like I could see that being a thing where they're noticing that he's into it and he's focused. And also, by doing that, it also is some nice positive reinforcement for Cam.
Yes.
Because Cam's new here, trying to figure it out. It is he's making it seem like it's easy for him. It is not easy doing what he's doing, trying to be the quarterback after Tom Brady, even with his track record in Carolina. It's easier for him to do it than it would have been for Jared Stidham to do it. And that positive reinforcement, I'm sure there are some bumps and bruises about figuring out the offense, but if the coach is crediting you for your energy, like I remember as an athlete, if a coach, a little attaboy, because I was not a good athlete, right? Borderline.
Glory days.
But that's, and when you got a little attaboy from the coach, a little pep in your step.
See, I would
coach
take it
me
a step
out
further.
Today. Here we go.
Let's forget about your, whenever they were, the glory days of your athletic accomplishments.
Just yesterday.
How about
some
right
jump ropes.
Here and now?
Oh.
Do you appreciate when a person you work with in this job brings energy? Is energy a positive?
Oh, bigly. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So energy is a positive.
Yes.
And yeah. I think energy is a positive in football. Like there's a value to energy around the facility, the locker room.
Was Brady positive. Low energy or bad energy a year ago?
I think he was bouncing between the two.
You think he was always like that, or was that just, as Curran said with you guys yesterday, it was a good point, that the Tennessee moment really to him pointed it out. He just signed that bad contract, and he was flipping out at receivers. Tom's told this story a million times, the Tennessee joint practices. He was shaking his head at Josh McDaniels on N'Keal Harry. He was mad at another receiver who might have been cut or released at some point. And I just felt like it didn't really affect the team, though, because they weren't that good.
Weren't that good, and that was part of his frustrations, too. I think some of that was natural frustration. We're not that good. Even though we're 8-0, I still think Brady knew they weren't going where he wanted to go, where an 8-0 team looks like it's actually having a trajectory towards. But I also question, because I do believe he was negative in his energy. We're laughing because our feed went down in the Bruins game, so couldn't tell you. Oh, 1 second left. Oh.
All right, so stop your football thoughts. Save that for the next time we're on the air together. They've just wrapped up 60 minutes of hockey in the Toronto bubble. we are tied at three.
Yes.
So the overtime.
Overtime.
In Toronto, second game in Toronto in the bubble. Second game that's gone to overtime. Bruins had a 3-2 lead in the third period. And what happened here was they gave up a, looked like an awful goal to tie the game at 3-3.
I think Tuukka was screened. Okay, I don't think it was tipped.
I hope he was screened.
I think he was screened, but not deflected.
Still a bad goal. He should have saved that.
Yeah, yes. if he can't see it, that's on somebody
can't
else.
Stop
Sean.
What you can't
you
see.
Can't, he's not spotting dimes and eating onions. He's not George Costanza. He's got to be able to see the thing in front of him.
But he's supposed to be the best goalie in hockey or one of the top goalies in hockey, correct?
Yeah, but guy is screened all the time. You guys are anti Tuukka.
You just make excuses.
I'm a pro Tuukka guy, but this game is not helping me.
Excuses. We make plays, not excuses.
We are going to overtime, so your post-game show for the Bruins today will not be the end of Dale and Keefe. It'll be OMF. Maybe. Could be Mud at Night. Could be the Red Sox game. I don't know, but they're going overtime. 3-3, Carolina and the Bruins all tied at the end of regulation. Full reaction with the guys in OMF coming up after 2 here on WEEI. We've got what else you got next?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, final couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe. No Dale, no Keefe. It's been Mutton Heart for 4 action-packed hours. Fun time as always, buddy.
Yeah, my back's a little sore.
We haven't done a lot of... Okay.
Been carrying you.
See, when
good
I make,
thing you're a relatively light man.
When I make that joke to you yesterday about the show, you can't then bring it back to me.
Like, I can do anything I want. Don't roll your eyes. It's radio.
Programming note, coming up at 2 o'clock, it is Lou, it is Wiggy. When the hockey game is over, we're tied at 3, end of regulation, going to overtime. Bruins and the Hurricanes.
So had they played last night,
hold on.
What time would it be?
Close to 1:30, right? 2 o'clock?
So the NHL made the good
So Dale will join the guys after the game at some point. Jack Edwards will join the guys as well. Ron Renicki at 2:30, I believe, to talk a little Red Sox and Rays, all with Lou and Wiggy coming up at 2. Make sure you are listening for their live reaction to whenever this thing ends here this afternoon. And I'd also like to say I was wrong about something. I can say that. You won't say something.
No, I won't.
We watched the replay of the game-tying goal here a couple times. I don't think Tuukka was screened.
Thank you, Mutt.
That appeared to be a soft goal allowed by Tuukka Rask. Up over his left shoulder.
Distracted.
Of all things.
Maybe the extra graphics in the facility that they're there. Maybe that got in his eyes or something.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Excuses?
Do I ever open for this or just say,
What else you got?
There we go. What else you got? I'm going to let you start, Sean. What do you have?
My parlay is officially dead.
Oh, that's sorry.
The in regulation parlay is officially dead. Oh. However,
are you jumping back in for overtime?
I'm not jumping back in for overtime, but I'm going to give you picks for your later games.
Yes, we need some more shy money. Free money.
I'm not really sure when this game's going to happen because, you know, Bruins could go 5 overtimes at this point.
Hockey 2020.
We have Capitals Islanders later today. I am all in. I'm riding the favorites here. I don't know why. I just feel it. I'm going to go with the Capitals beating the Islanders in game 1, but I think long term Islanders win that series.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
This is a full unit we're going Caps.
Full unit on the Capitals.
Full unit Caps.
Okay. There you go. Andy, you're up.
I am up and I have a if you've been listening over the last couple of weeks
to you
new, what else you got?
You should. You learn something. Don't just re-listen to the shows I do with you. Listen to all the shows I'm on. There is a freak who I have truly grown to hate. He is now easily my most hated athlete. Rich Keefe has LeBron James. I have the Greek freak, Giannis, and he...
What's his last name?
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo, but close.
Close enough,
I give
right?
you credit. How about that?
I'm not like, oh, I'm in the one seed. I need to know the names. I'm the talent. the freak last night...
Keep dreaming.
Stooped to new lows. We saw him screw over the Celtics a little over a week ago when the Celtics actually beat the Bucks, but the referees said, nope, nope, nope. The Greek did not foul out. He has to win. Now he is just taking things into his own hands and flat out assaulting other players. It is irresponsible. And listen.
Express halftime report. You have to see what happened tonight. Foul called on Giannis. Mo Wagner going up and back. And then you need to see this. So there's a lot of dispute. The foul's called. Giannis is clearly upset. And then this happened. Bang!
Oh!
Giannis ejected in the second quarter, puts his forehead in his temple. Coach Budenholzer is going, what is happening?
Man, y'all better leave that man alone.
That's a side note to this, is the skinny jeans on Budenholzer. Like, bad look for him. But Giannis should be suspended. He assaulted a man. That was an assault right there. And I know it's your MVP and your poster boy and, oh, the star of the league. It's not because Dennis Rodman does that. It's a 3-week suspension.
Ron Artest does that. He's out for a month.
Ron Artest does that. Oh, but my poster boy. No, your poster boy is a bully who you've emboldened and allowed to get away with crap forever. Now he's trying to break people's faces with his forehead. I hate the freak. He's bad for basketball. Boo.
Stronger headbutt, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Zinedine Zidane in the World Cup?
Well, the big Z guy,
Zinedine Zidane,
used his full body. Like, he launched himself
square into the guy's chest. It was tremendous.
Himself, whereas this was more of just the actual headbutt, the neck movement. So a little less power, a little more precision for you.
What else you got?
All right, last year in New Hampshire, they great state, Chris Sununu, the great folks in the 603 legalized.
Why do you have to say great state every time?
Because they're great, and this state's not right now. Sorry, I live here. I pay taxes. I can say it. We're not great. We could be better. Do better.
Be better. My new slogan.
Do better or be better.
Be better.
It's
my slogan for 2020.
A little over a year later, DraftKings Sportsbook opened today. The first physical DraftKings Sportsbook location opened at the Brook in Seabrook, New Hampshire. Sports fans can place legal bets on major professional and college U.S. sports at the location. One of a number of towns where residents voted to allow the operation of sports betting realty locations. It's a 90,000 square foot facility.
Ooh.
It was the old Seabrook Greyhound track.
Okay.
Now they have betting kiosks, video walls, and has the stadium, offering stadium seating on couches and movie theater style chairs with three cinema sized screens, hundreds of TVs. You now have a place to go and place your bets and watch the games all fall long at the Brook. I'm going to work out some sort of deal with my friends at the Brook. Congratulations to them. And now you can, hear that sound of cars over the border up 93? Governor Baker, that's tax money leaving your state, you morons at the State House, for not legalizing sports betting. Now your place to go, the Brook in Seabrook. Way to go, folks. The first retail book by our friends at DraftKings. Good job by them.
Indeed. I'll follow you. Let's have a day up there.
Sure.
Now's
let's
the
go.
Time.
Let's go right now, Shine. Let's go. We have to go right now because OMF is next with Ordway out. Lou is here. Wiggy is here. Fourier gone. Cast of Thousands. Bruins postgame 3-3. Headed to overtime coming up. Shime, and now I know his name, Tyler, behind the glass. Good job on the show. OMF next, WEEI.
One, two, three, four, five.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.